Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Samach Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis Med Aleph at the first Mishnah. Haneteya Shtaim Keneged Shtaim Ba'achas Yotze Zanav Hareze Kerem. One who sows two vines opposite two and one coming out like a tail, that is a vineyard. Shtaim Keneged Shtaim Ba'achas Bintayim or Shtaim Keneged Shtaim Ba'achas Be'emsa Ein Akem Achu Shtaim Keneged Shtaim Ba'achas Yotze Zanav. If there are two opposite two with one in between, or two opposite two with one in the middle, it's not a vineyard until it has two opposite two with a tail, as mentioned. And the Gemara says, B'chia Ba'Rabbi Abba B'Shem B'chia Ba'Yosef Eretz Kanan L'Gvuloseha Gvulos She'Bodu Lahem HaKananiim. The Gemara says from B'chia Ba'Abba, quoting Rav Chiya by Yosef, the source for the minimum number of vines that makes a vineyard is the pasuk that says in Bamidbar, Perek Lamedalad, pasuk base, the land of Canaan according to its borders that were established by the Canaanites who would plant vineyards in this arrangement. Rav Imi objected, what do we learn from the behavior of the Canaanim? Rather, it's halach lamosh misinai, Shmuel Amar b'moided lachsan. Shmuel says, in order to measure the required 4 Amar distance from the vineyard, one must view it as if there's a string extending diagonally from the second vine in the 2-vine row to the third vine in the 3-vine row, means to the tail, and then measure 4 Amar away from that string. Rabbi Yosi bar Zemina b'shem Rabbi Yochanan at roi ki'ilu achas natua kan. Rabbi Yosi bar Zemina, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that no, rather one views it as if there's a third vine planted in the row next to the tail, and one then measures 4 Amar from that imaginary vine. Rabbi Yoina boy, not a shtaim keneged shtaim, ba'achas yotze zanav, shtaim keneged shtaim, ba'achas yotze zanav, advoya kila acheres natura kan, ba'acheres natura kan. Rabbi Yoina asked, well, if there were 2 vineyards back to back, an arrangement of 4 and 2, do we view it as 2 rows of 4, as if an additional vine was planted on each side of the 2-vine row, since we don't know which side of the tail? Not a shalosh keneged shalosh, ba'achas mechuvenes keneged ayim soy, advoya kila acheres natura kan, la'soysoy keren gadol. And another question, if one planted 3 opposite 3 with the tail coming from out of the middle, meaning below the middle pair, so that it could be considered the tail of either side, then do we view it as if there's another vine planted on each side of that protrusion, since we don't know for which side the protruding one serves as a tail? Lokein at Amar in Zanav Lekem Gadol, and the Gemara asked, well, didn't you say that a large vineyard doesn't have a tail? Bashashu Godol, Maulitin Zanav Lakem Cotton, La Sosa Godol. The Gemara rejects that that's in the case of a large vineyard, and here it can't be considered large. But the question is, could one give a tail to a small vineyard and make it large? And we come on to the next Mishnah, Hanoteya Shura Achas Besoich Shaloi, Shura Achas Besoich Shochaviru, Vedecha Yochi, Vedecha Rabim, Vemsa, Vegeder Shuhu Nomuch, Measa Tvachim, Hare Ilumit Starfim. One who plants 1 row of 2 vines within his property and 1 row of 3 vines in his friend's property, and there's a private or public path or fence lower than 10 trochim passing between them, they combine to create a vineyard. Gevoya me'asar trochim enam mistalfas, if the fence is taller than 10 trochim, then they don't combine. Rav Yehuda omer im asam lamala hari elu mistalfas, Rav Yehuda says if he entwined them above the fence, then they do combine. And the Gemara says, v'acha boy leith hada pliga al Rav Shimon omer ena da makdish tova she'ena sheloi. Rav Acha asked the question, doesn't this disagree with Rav Shimon, who said a person can't prohibit that which is not his? Taman in the Magdish Torah Shina Shaloi, Bamhacha, Shaloi, Bashochaveri, Mustafim, Leaseh Samsoi. Over there, then it isn't his, but over here, he partially owns it. Yod Mana, Layamakain, Ela, Laykainam, Rav Shmuel, Bashem, Rabbi Zeira, Rav Shimon, Kadate, Kamad, Rav Shimon, Amma, Ein Adam Magdish Torah Shaino Shaloi, Kachu, Amma, Ein Adam Chibesh Tava Shaino Shaloi. Rav Mana explained differently. He said, Rav Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, that Rav Shimon follows his reasoning. Just as he said that a person cannot prohibit that which isn't his, so too a person cannot surround that which is not his, thereby preventing the other person from planting. Over there, in the case of surrounding, a person can't prohibit that which isn't his, but here, in the case of the vineyard, both his and his neighbors combine to prohibit.